Boker Tov, everyone. We are in Siman Kuf Nun Gimel. We're up to Sivav. We have not done Sivav. And then before, we're moving into the long Siv Zayin. We're on page 71. Okay? We're on page 71. Says the Mechaber over here. Mochrim Beis Knesset V'chein Shar Dvarim Shebekdusha. You're allowed to sell a Beis Knesset. Someone to sell you a Beis Knesset. Or any other Dvarim Shebekdusha. V'afilu Sefer Torah La'aspakas Talmidim Alu Asiyu Somim B'damav. Even though we learned before that one is not really allowed to sell. So you're allowed to sell Tashmushay Kedusha unless you are going to be Malin the Kadosh. Unless you're Malin the Kadosh, Vein Marid and Yitzai, buy something that has more Kedusha to it. We see over here some very, very important exceptions to this rule. That is, the Mechaber tells us Beferish two important exceptions. Number one is, V'chein Shavir Tevar Tevar Laspokas Talmidim O La'asiyah Somim V'dam. The first thing is, in order to give Parnassah to the Talmidim, to keep the Yeshivas going. For Talmud Torah, one is allowed to sell Dvarim Shebekdusha, even a Sefer Torah. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sif Katan Kaf Gimel. V'afilu Sefer Torah hat tam. The reason is, Da'amrinan ein mochrin Sefer Torah elu lilmo Torah. The Gemara says you're only allowed to sell a Sefer Torah in order to learn Torah. Mashma dililmo Torah mutra filin kor Sefer Torah. It's mashma, the Shuvah Sarash is medaik, that for Talmud Torah, one is allowed to sell Sefer Torah. So if one's selling Sefer Torah for the purpose of enhancing Talmud Torah, then it's going to be mutter, even though Talmud Torah necessarily to whatever, to give to the Talmidim food so they can learn Torah, that's not necessarily directly Dvar Shebekdusha, but to be machzik the Torah, one is allowed to go ahead and. And then the Mishnah Berurah throws in another piece of musr. V'davar zeh tochachas megula. And this is an outright musr la'otam anashim. To those people, hamisrashlim lahachzik Torah b'areihem. Okay, those people who are soften themselves, they don't do the mitzvah of the machzik Torah. It's chayim hilach machzik in both. They don't really care about it. They care about their shuls, and they care about coming to minyan. V'chulei, v'chulei. They're good about it. But when it comes to be machzik Torah, that they all of a sudden don't have money for. And therefore, says the Chafetz Chaim, this is a tochacha migula. This is a direct musar to those people that just as important, more important we see over here, than having the batei knesiyot, even the sefer Torah for kriyas Torah, is to have the yeshivas and the to keep up the Talmud Torah in the city. Okay, that is one thing. Then the Mechaber says also lahasi yisomim bedamav, or to help marry off yisomim, to help marry off orphans and the like. The post can point out the same thing by bnei aniyim, people who cannot afford a wedding for their children, to help marry off those people's children. That also is even more important than the Sefer Torah. You can sell the Sefer Torah, the one Sefer Torah in the city, you can go ahead and sell according to the Rav Poskim in order to be Machzik Torah and to marry off Yisomim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Kaf Dalet, V'afilu Yisomos, not only for the male children who find they have a mitzvah pru revu, but even for the females, they can also, Yisomos, you can also marry off the Afagavte and Isha Mitzuvah al Piri V'yivyo, they call Malkam Lashevis Yitzor Sheikh Kam Isha, even though they don't have direct the mitzvah Daraisa of pru revu, they have the mitzvah Darabana Lashevis Yitzor, which means to have children, it's still there's an extra mitzvah Darabana, even after one is fulfilled the mitzvah Daraisa of pru revu, according to the different shitas, then he still has mitzvah of having more children than that is even applicable by woman, and therefore for Yisomim or Yisomos would be the same thing that one could be to sell off a Sefer Torah. The Mishnah Berurah then goes on and adds another thing. V'hu adin demochrin Sefer Torah l'pinyan shvuyim. The post can bring down for pinyan shvuyim to help redeem someone who's in captivity. Okay, to help a Jew who's in captivity. That also you could sell the Sefer Torah and v'chulei. And the post can bring down. Oh, that's the Rav Moshe Feinstein or Chaim Aleph Nun Aleph. He says what's on top of all these things is a mikvah. If you don't have a mikvah in the city, you could sell the Beit Knesset, you could sell the Sefer Torah, you could sell even and not even have a yeshiva. The most important thing that the city has to have is a mikvah. And that's a tochachas megula to those cities who are mispashlim in this mitzvah. And Baruch Hashem, most cities nowadays, most places nowadays, Baruch Hashem, have a mikvah for nashim. But Moshe finds and says that you could even, that's the most important of all these things for taras mishpacha, to have, yeah, go ahead and have a mikvah. The post can then do bring down, brought down over here in the end of Even for pinyan shvuyim, it's not roy to sell bein knesset. It's very mistaver. It's very logical to say this, but they have to point this out. This is all talking about the simon where there's no other money in the city. Okay, they don't have gvirim who could pay for pinyan shvuyim. They don't have gvirim that could support the yeshivas. But there's other people. You can get money from other people. Then obviously you should get money from other people and not go ahead and sell the bein knesset and the sefer Torah. So that is Siv Fuf. Now, moving on to Siv Zayin, as I said in many different occasions, anytime the Mishnah Berurah brings down a Hagdama to either a simon or a specific sif, you know that it's going to be a very, very complicated sif with a lot of different details, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah does bring down over here, a short introduction to Siv Zayin. Okay, we're not going to read it inside. I'm going to tell you outside what the Mishnah Berurah has to say, and it's all based on the Gemara and Daf Kavav in Maseches Megillah. That which you talked earlier on in the siman about selling a shul, and I mentioned this before, that all that was talking about where the people of the city decided to get together and sell the shul. Over there we said the halacha is that if they sell the shul, they can only use the money, or for that matter, any other darish of kedusha, to be malin mikodesh v'ein moridin. Now there are two general exceptions to this rule. Even these general exceptions to the rule will have more exceptions to those exceptions. So therefore we have the two general exceptions to these rules. One's going to be lakula, and one's going to be lachum. Okay? Says the Gemara over there that all this is talking about where the people get together to sell the shul. That's when they have the stint, when malin v'kodesh v'ein marid. However, if the shul is sold, as the Gemara says, b'shuve t'shiva tuve a'ir, b'mamin anshe a'ir, then, if they sell the shul, they can use the money for whatever they want. Okay? They could go ahead and buy beer with it, as the Gemara says. They can do whatever they want with the money. Shive tuvier, b'mamed ansheir. We have not defined exactly what that is. In general, let's go say, whoever has achrayis on that shul nowadays would be the shive tuvier, b'mamed ansheir, as Moreno Rabbeinu Nevin Saul told me earlier on last week. Okay, you can be dyke from over here. It could be the gabbai of the shul. It could be the president of the shul. Or more likely, most shuls that I say in America would be the board of the shul. Those would represent the shuvi tuvi ayir who make decisions for the shul. If they go ahead and sell it, it's got more koach to it, and therefore it's lekula. You could even be mori the kedusha to something as less kadosh, or even for davrachol. We'll see this all inside. The mamad anche ayir. What does that mean, mamad ancheir? That's shuvatuvir. What's mamad ancheir? That would mean nowadays, it would mean the members of the shul are aware that the sale is happening. And they're not protesting against it. Okay, that would be shive tuviyayir, mamad ancheir. We're going to read through the Mechaber and the Ramah, or at least parts of it. Today, we'll just see an overview, and then Bezrat Hashem will come back tomorrow and see more of the details in terms of halacha l'maisa. Okay, let's read now through the Mechaber and the Ramah. Says the Mechaber over here, I only mentioned the first thing. That's the one general rule. That's lekula. The lechumra is, as the Mechaber is going to point out over here, it depends where the shul is. If the shul is your regular shul and it's in a small village that people do not go ahead and visit very often, that's what this halacha is talking about, where you have the shivei tuvayir b'mamad ansheir, or for that matter, if regular people sell the shul. However, if it's a large shul in a city where people are constantly traveling through, Jews are coming from all over the world to go visit that shul, that's a shul dekrachim, as the Gemara says, and that cannot be sold in any case. You're not allowed to sell it because it's not miyuchad for specific people. It is the world's shul, okay? Because everyone is traveling through to go to the shul. So the shul like this cannot even be sold, even b'shivei tuvayir b'mamid ansheir. It happens to be both the Piskei Tshuvos and the Halacha Berurah bring down. There's going to be many, many definitions of what defines a shul of krachim. And nowadays, we do not have in Metzias too many of the shuls of krachim, and therefore, most of these shuls will not be l'chumra over here, that you would not be able to sell them. You would be able to sell them in it. Once again, every time we're learning these halachas, you have to rise. Anytime you're going to be selling a shul, and then the shaila has to become to a big rav, because there's so many details of it and very, very complicated halachas. Let's see it inside right now. Says the Mechaber, v'ad the Beit Knesset nimkar, that which we said a Beit Knesset can be sold, hani mili shal kfarim. That is talked about of the village, she'ein bayim anashim imakom osachem, shalol nasas elu b'nei kfarim levadam. okay, that was not done for the Bnei Kfarim alone. Okay, it's an El of the Bnei Kfarim Levadam. It's only made for these people of the village. It's only made for these people of the village. Va'afilu bono otam mishal achayim, even if used other people's money, it's this specific villages. Bei Knesset, that's when we sell, you could sell it. Therefore, they're allowed to go ahead and sell it, and then use the money only for something that is greater in kedusha. As we learned earlier on, it's Aleph Beis that the money stays with the same kedusha, and therefore they're not allowed to be mori the kedusha. All of that up to this point is all chazara. Okay, now it defines what this means. That's talking about where the people got together in the city and sold the shul without asking the bigger people of the city, without asking the leaders of the city. Who did? The same thing would be in Machru Zayin Tuvia here, Shalob Imamin Anshay here. The same thing would be if they did use the leaders, okay, the Shiva Tuvayar sold it. However, it was Shalob Imamin Anshay here. They did it in privacy. They didn't ask the people if they agree. The same thing would apply. They could only use the money for higher Kedusha and not less Kedusha. Aval, Imiskimu Zayin Tuvia here, Ba'oto Mech. However, if they were Maskim the sale with the Shiva Tuvia here, the board gets together and they decide they want to sell the shul. And the people were well aware of it, and the Mishnah Berurah points out over here, it means it was done in public. It was a public sale, so everyone knew about it. And therefore, if anyone didn't want it, they could have protested. Okay? In this case, they'd be allowed to take the money and use it for whatever they would want to use it for. Because once again, it was B'shuvei Tuvier, B'mamen Ancheir. For some mechanical reason over here, the money does not tofes kedusha over here, and they would allow to use it for whatever they want. V'im kiblu alem bnei ha'ir beferish b'mecher zeh b'kol mash yasa afilu yachid mash also yasli. If the bnei ha'ir took upon themselves beferish that in this sale, whatever a person wants to do, meaning the city got together and decided a specific person will be in charge of whatever he sells is going to work, then mash also yasli, then it is going to be a good sale. Once again, in the same malachas would apply. The Ramah points out over here, like I just said before, if the Zayin Tuvah here, they sell it in public, Mikre B'mamed Anshayir, this is called B'mamed Anshayir, they didn't have to take a vote. They don't have to send in the mail, they're about to sell the Beit Knesset, whoever protests, tell us right now, say I agree or disagree. They don't have to do that. Once they publicize it in the newspapers, or for that matter, the Rav of the shul gets up and is mefarsim to the congregants of the shul that are planning on selling the shul, that is considered b'mamed anshayir, as long as people do not protest. Okay, that's all the second to the din I told you. That's the kula din where it's done b'shuvei tuvier b'mamed anshayir. Then we get to the chumra din. Aval shel krachi. However, this is a major city shul. Shabayim Shami Makoma Sachem, where people come from all different types of the world to come to daven the shul. Afilu banu otomi shalahem einu nimkar. Even if the shul was built with specifically this city's people's money, they didn't take money from other places. Because some Rishonim hold, it's only going to be considered a krach if they help build the shul. They collect the funds from around the world to build the shul, and therefore they can't sell without their permission. However, that's not on the Mechaber Paskins. The Mechaber Paskins, even if this city built the shul themselves, they didn't take money from other people. Unless they make a specific tanai that when you build the shul, it's going to be Reuven's job of selling the shul. It's all about Reuven. Okay, he's the leader over here, and he's going to make the decisions. In that case, where they make this tanai when they go ahead and build the shul, then they did what they did, and that's a good tanai. So long as the tzibur agreed to this yachid being in charge. Vuadit. The same would apply lekol divrei kedusha niskar kan to kuloi griri bater be knesset. The same thing would be by all dvarim shebe kedusha that's mentioned over here, that everything is going to brought in after the be knesset. And as the Mishnah Berurah points out over here, that the same thing would be by the safsalim. Okay, the same thing if they want to sell things inside the shul, the safsalim, and things that are not attached to the shul, the same thing would apply. Shivet tuveir, b'mamet atcheir, shal krachim v'chulei, what is allowed to be sold and what is not allowed to be sold. Then the Ramah adds in over here. Yachid, Shabana Beit Knesset Nasa Lakal. A Yachid who builds a shul. Mr. Renner, perhaps. Okay, he goes out and builds a shul, and he gives it to a specific cow. Okay, he builds a shul for this specific neighborhood. Dina Kabez Knesset Shal Kal belongs to the cow. It does not belong to the gevir who gave the money to go ahead and build the Kabez Knesset. Avalim Shir La'atzva Bashum Koach. However, if the gevir, okay, Mr. Rennett says, I'm going to give you $1 million for your shul, but I'm still allowed to make decisions for the shul. That's his right to go ahead and do that. And if he does that, Ein Lamecher Kimal Piakal V'Alpivo Yarsha. Then you need the seaboard to agree to such a sale, and then you're going to also need the gevir, or if the gevir is no longer around, then you need his yorshim, the people who are yorishim, to make the decision on the sale of the shul. So gevir is allowed to have that right to do it. Normally, if he just goes ahead and builds a knesset for a certain yeshiva or a certain kahal, it belongs to that kahal alone, and they don't really have to ask the gevir for his advice. Okay. However, if he says when he gives a donation, he says, "I'm giving you this on Tanai that I am going to still have a say in it," so he has the right to do that, and he is still going to have a say in that. It doesn't sound like he can make all the decisions. It sounds like still the kahal still has a say in it. Also, you need both him and the kahal to go ahead and make the decisions. All this is talking about, very importantly, says the Ramah. Bottom line, the Gemara does not mention, but he mentions it. Just like we learned in Siman, Kuf Nin Bet, right? If you want to knock down a shul and build a shul, so you have certain requirements. You have to make sure you have a place to daven. So the same thing over here. The only time you're allowed to go ahead and sell the shul, Lomari Kishesh Lam Beis Kenez Acher, is talking about where you have another shul to go ahead and daven in. They have another place for tefillah. Alvim Elam Rak Beis Knesset Achas. This is the only shul in the city. It's the only place in town. Aser Lemachro, and it's absolutely aser to sell the shul. Dafil Lesatra Aser Hashiv No Acheres. Because even aser to knock it down, even though you're planning on building another place in its place. Nevertheless, you're not allowed to knock it down to do that, like we learned in Siman Kuf Nun Bet. The same thing would apply over here in Siman Kuf Nun Gimel, that you cannot sell the shul unless you have another place to daven. That means that place is already built and ready to go. Once again, if you're just going to use this money and then pay the contractor to go ahead and build you your shul, then we're choshesh mishum pshiusa, and we're afraid it's not actually going to happen. And therefore, even if it's sold, shuvei tuvei or b'mamen atchir, the board decides to sell it, and the people agree to sell it, they would have to wait first to collect money or take a loan out. That would first build the new shul. Then they go ahead and build the new shul. After the new shul is built, then they could go ahead and sell it. They could probably make the sale already at the beginning, that the sale should be chal only after the new shul is built. That would be mutter to you. So those are the general halachas over here. Ezrat Hashem, we'll finish this off tomorrow, and we'll just come to practical halacha l'maisa with one thing. One last thing before we end is the halacha brua. Says the very, very important chiddush, and that is the only time where it's going to be usr. Anytime we say usr over here to sell the shul is only if they're selling it to somebody who's not going to use it for a shul. But let's say, like many times nowadays in the big communities, you have a shul and they want to move into another shul, whatever it might be, or even if they don't have another shul, but they're selling it to another community. They're selling to the Ashkenazi shul, selling to the Sephardim, or they're selling it to the Hasidim, whatever it might be. They're selling it to a different cow, okay? The young Israel selling to the good is selling to the young Israel. Whatever it might be, it's still going to be used as a shul. Then always it's going to be mutter to sell. You don't need all these tanaim, because at the end of the day, it's still going to be shul. Anyone, even if it's a shul of a krach, the people are coming from outside the city, coming from around the world to daven in the shul, they still have a place to daven. It's not, they're not going to have a place to daven, and therefore it would be mutter. It's a fair, it's brought down in the Lach of Ruah on page Taf Yud. Everyone have a good day.